This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Violence in Bangladesh leaves many more people dead as protests continue Monday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Broadband internet and mobile data services are now restored across Bangladesh, while anti-government protesters vow to march to the capital to demand the Prime Minister's resignation, defying a military-ordered curfew after a weekend of violence that left about 100 people dead. The protests had begun peacefully as frustrated students had demanded an end to a quota system for government jobs, but the demonstrations have since morphed into an unprecedented challenge, an uprising against Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and her ruling Awami League Party. I'm Charles De La Desma.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Sunday condemned what he described as far-right thuggery after days of violent anti-immigration protests culminated in hotels being targeted. Leah Sharak Shahi reports from Reuters.
I utterly condemn the far-right thuggery we've seen this weekend. Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law.
False claims spread after the girl's murder that the suspect was a radical Muslim migrant. Police have said the suspect was born in Britain and are not treating it as a terrorist incident. However, protests have continued across the country. On Sunday, hundreds of anti-immigration protesters gathered by a hotel near Rotherham, which Britain's interior minister said was housing asylum seekers. Protesters threw bricks at police and smashed hotel windows before setting a bin close to the hotel on fire. Police said one officer was knocked unconscious and others had suspected broken bones.
Leila Sharak Shahi from Reuters. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling as fears about a slowing U.S. economy worsens and sets off another sell-off for financial markets around the world. The S&P 500 sank 3.1% in Monday morning trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back 956 points, and the Nasdaq Composite slid 3.8%. That followed a 12.4% plunge in Japan's Nikkei 225, its worst day since 1987. Stocks pared their losses a bit after a report showed U.S. services businesses are continuing to grow, but worries are still high after Friday's report showed U.S. employers pulled back on hiring last month by more than expected. Australia has raised its official terror alert level to probable amid community tensions over the war in Gaza. Security authorities in Canberra believe the chances of a violent extremist act are now more likely than when authorities lowered the alert level to possible in November 2022. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Mike Burgess, the head of ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the domestic spy agency, told reporters Monday in Canberra that more Australians are being radicalised and being radicalised more quickly. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Monday reassured Australians that probable doesn't mean inevitable. However, Albanese told reporters Monday that his government must remain vigilant.
We've seen a global rise in politically motivated violence and extremism. Many democracies are working to address this, including our friends in the United States and in the United Kingdom.
Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
A Sudanese government body has denied that famine exists in the Zamzam camp for internally displaced people in North Darfur, in contradiction to the findings of a global food monitor. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The Famine Review Committee said in a report on Thursday that famine, confirmed when acute malnutrition and mortality criteria are met, is ongoing in the camp and likely to persist until at least October. And it comes after more than 15 months of war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The Sudanese government blamed the Rapid Support Forces for imposing what it said was a blockade on North Darfur's capital, Al-Fasher, that has led to shortages of food and aid. The RSF on Friday declared full solidarity with the victims of the famine and repeated an offer to work with the United Nations to facilitate the delivery of aid.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.